A new report from hundreds of experts and 13 federal agencies is stark. Humans are likely responsible for the warmest period in modern civilization. State Impact's Joe Wirtz has more on what this changing climate could mean for Oklahoma.
The White House approved the report's release, but the findings run counter to many Trump administration positions on climate change.
Climate's changing, always has. Man, at this particular point in time, is having effect on it. How much effect is what's at debate here?
Policy. I think we indeed need to have more precise explanation of the human role.
Do you believe that CO2 is the primary cause?
CO2 contributes to climate change. Much like it's a cause like methane and water vapor and the rest.
All right, Scott Pruitt, I'm going to leave.
The National Climate Assessment is the U.S. government's most authoritative statement on climate change. The first report covers the science. Catherine Hayhoe is a scientist and director of the Climate Science Center at Texas Tech University.
At this time, it's the most comprehensive, up-to-date, state-of-the-art report on climate science in the entire world.
She and other report authors recently discussed the findings and answered questions on Facebook.
Our report can be summarized in just one sentence. Climate is changing. Humans are responsible. The risks are real. And the window of time we have to keep warming below dangerous levels is closing fast.
The second part of the climate assessment is a report that illustrates how a warming climate could affect different regions of the country. That report is due out next year, but
how
a draft version has been shown to government agencies and is now available
Good
for public comment.
Right. Kevin Klazel, director of the Oklahoma Climatological Survey. We look at weather and climate data every single day of the week, 24/7, 365. The weather never stops, and there's always somebody here looking at it.
Klazel is a lead author of the forthcoming impact report. He's in charge of the section on the Southern Great Plains, which includes Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas. In Oklahoma, he says the warming is reaching extremes regularly.
So we've set one record cold in the last 30 years. And since 2000, we've had 14 different days set record highs. Seven of those have occurred in the last 4 years.
Klazel says precipitation changes will amplify these warming extremes.
So we move back and forth from flood to drought very, very quickly. You've got no rain, no rain, no rain, flood. No rain, no rain, no rain, flood. That has implications for water storage, water resources, wildfire, and agriculture, certainly.
In the Southern Plains states, how and where people are moving is likely to worsen the effects of climate change. As populations shift from rural to urban areas, there are bound to be new and more serious conflicts over water and energy and food production.
That nexus, those are inextricably linked. So what happens with one ultimately impacts the others.
Throughout the region, researchers expect extreme heat, drought, and flooding to stress roads, bridges, railroads, and dams, and put a strain on pipelines and the electric grid. They also say extreme heat will harm people directly and increase exposure to diseases spread through food, water, and insects. Congress mandated the National Climate Assessment in 1990. The science report and the impact report are designed to give governments and the public the information they need to make an action plan. Even with maps and graphs and studies packed with data and analysis, Klazel says researchers are often working against people's intuition or daily experiences.
As soon as you get a snowstorm or an ice storm, people are like, well, yep, so much for the climate, folks.
Klazel says a climate scientist's biggest foe is often the weather. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
KGOU is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more stories about the environment, education, healthcare, and other statewide topics, visit kgou.org.